Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one!
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing!
Yo, okay. Yo, yo.
They invited me as a guest just to like watch it, and then it was sick. Like, looked after us, gave us food, gave us
loved
t-shirts,
that.
Gave us the bags. Like,
that's sick, man.
Yeah, man, it's nice. They look after TikTok when they do.
No, I'm sure.
But it's not like an everyday thing.
Nah, I wouldn't expect it to be.
Do you want to grab headphones just to so you can hear yourself and pull the mic a little bit closer, just cool. For the audio experience?
Okay.
What? Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what's that? The headphones or the mic?
It's kind of tangled up. But it should be fine. I can cut this all out anyway, so it's all good. We'll start okay, when we good? Start.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Damn, that was on its way down.
For real.
Hella dramatic.
Just doing the most.
The slow motion one.
Exactly, just like, yeah.
Oh, man. All good, yeah?
Yes, it's all good.
Alright, cool. Demi, kick us off, man.
Main Shaffer podcast episode 134. We're in the building, we're live.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
It's about time.
Yes.
I need to get on air. I'm really grateful to you, man. I appreciate how you came through.
Thank you very much.
We've got a special guest in the building, just in case you are not aware. But you will be now.
Yes,
Max,
sir.
Max, please, this is your chance. Tell the people about yourself.
Hello. I'm Max. You might know me as BTV Media. I make TikToks, everything UK rap, basically. I'm just a big fan of the music, and yeah, I love to talk about it. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, love.
Appreciate you, man.
Boys, introduce yourselves.
Yes, Cole Sanusi, Don Corleone, in the building, in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? We live, we here.
It's E-Man G45, the G solid, my name, the 45 is silent.
Come on.
It's the Black Mamba Dove. Brrr. It's getting good, Chibogwe.
I need some nicknames, man. What's that?
You know what, we actually need to tell people beforehand that
we get our aliases off.
Sure, man. Actually, I didn't even think about that.
It's a cheat, I am, of course.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
Anymore?
No, that's it. Unless we find another one. Unless we find another one, but yeah, this is what it is.
We'll see what the episode takes us.
Yeah, shoot. Alright. Episode 134. Yeah.
What's your alias, bro? You ain't saying nothing.
Oh yeah, two dems, the real is back, the real is back.
Come on.
How could I forget? You know? The people at home need to, if they don't know, they need to get to know. That's what I'ma say.
Nah,
do your homework.
Do your Googles.
You know who I be. Come My on. Money don't fold, it jiggle jiggle.
What's it?
My money don't jiggle,
it folds.
He was getting busy.
Why is that the hardest song this
week?
There was no need for him to go in like that. Shouts out to Amelia for having, because I wouldn't have asked, you know. No way Louis Farouk's got bars.
I didn't know it was him this whole time.
Who did you
not?
I just thought, you know, shit be going viral on TikTok and I have no idea what it is half the time. So when basically he put it in a group chat and I was like, so this whole time it was him.
It was brilliant, man. From
Crazy.
Start to finish.
Crazy.
He's really doing his thing. Yeah, that was the biggest surprise of the weekend.
Honestly, it's crazy.
Yeah, so Max, talk us through how you got your start on TikTok and why that particular medium to get your voice out there.
Well, I've been creating content since I was like in school for like, what, 2017? I was on Instagram, first of all.
Yeah.
It's funny because BTB started as a fitness page. It standard for Become the Biggest Big Man. That's what me and my boy had going on.
Yeah.
So we used to post gym content, and then throughout uni, I was just like kind of slowing down, start picking up again. Then during lockdown, I was like, okay, let me start again. Posting regularly. And then I saw my boy, I don't know if you know him, he's called Your Boy Moyo on TikTok. He's got like 1.7 mil followers. He's my friend. And
fuck.
I saw he was a content creator too, and he jumped on TikTok and it just blew. So I was like, okay, I need to get on this app. So I started doing fitness content, and then I was kind of like, you know, a little bit of success, but not really. And I was just trialing it out, and I was like staying tuned to TikTok, seeing how well people can do on there. Then one day I just like saw someone did an idea about football. And I was like, it was like football conspiracy theories. Talking about like, one of them was like, Burnley don't have an away kit. And I was like,
what do you think about it? I've never seen their away kit. No.
Yeah, it's things like that. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Like,
that's so funny.
It's very clever. And that's, I was like,
crazy.
I just decided to take that concept for UK rap. Because I was like, that's something I know a lot about. Yeah. I've like been going to concerts since like 2014, things like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me apply that concept to TikTok. That blew. So like,
what was your conspiracy theory for UK rap?
I was doing loads, man. I like literally every single day I was doing like 4 new ones.
Wow.
Doing things like M Huncho is Chunks. Things like that. Blade Brown and K-Trap are the same person. Things like that. I was just posting.
Right, that is an insane statement. Going back to back on your own tape is insane.
Yeah. It is now, isn't it? At the time it was...
That's so funny.
I was doing that, and then that just blew. Every day I was like, I have to think of 4 more, because like each video was getting more and more views.
Mm.
And then yeah, that kind of took me from like almost no followers to about 10k followers in like a month.
That's amazing.
And then yeah, I was like, okay, well, let me talk about, like, Fredo just dropped a project. I'm like, let me talk about that. And this was like 2021, start of 2021. And yeah, then from then I was just like, oh, I'm very comfortable to talk about rap. We're in a lockdown, so I can't post fitness content anymore, really. That's the thing with fitness content. I had to be banging gym, and it's hard to stay consistent with that. But I was like, I listen to music every single day, so this is really easy for me to talk about. And I love it. I'm just a big fan of the music. And yeah, I just carried on talking about music, doing skits, doing conspiracy theories, doing all sorts of things. And it's just really, really taken off. And like the past few weeks, it's gone. I think I'm about to hit 75k followers today. And
deservedly so.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, in the eyes of TikTok, that's not crazy numbers, but for me, like, that's going from Instagram, where you get like 100 followers and you're gassed, to like, this.
Yeah. It's an achievement. It means a lot, man. It's an achievement,
honestly. For sure. I think, so I guess just my question would be, where do you want to take it next? Like, what's some of the things you want to be doing?
Funny enough, the reason I was asking so many questions about this, I want to start a podcast, or like kind of just interviewing people. Just having conversations with like friends, but in a studio setting, building the YouTube type content, maybe even putting it on Spotify as well. I might need to ask you guys about that after. And then I'd love to interview rappers. I'd really love to sit down and have in-depth conversations about the music, maybe do some like funny quick questions for TikTok content, but have a like long in-depth interview. Like, I love Chucky's interviews.
He's really good at that.
Yeah, I love how he can just it's so natural when he does it. I'd love to do that. And then I'd also love to sort of be a bit of I'd love to build YouTube content, be a bit of a personality. I feel like Harry Pinero, he has the best job in the world. He can sit down and interview people, but he's also playing football with the sidemen and things like that. Like, it just looks fun. I'd love to do something like that. But yeah, I think YouTube and podcast is like the next step for me.
No, I hear that. And that makes perfect sense. It's just interesting to see like the opportunities which TikTok is giving people. It does reward consistency for sure.
100%. 100%.
I think that's just, it's a good direction to go in. Okay, so I guess staying on the topic of UK rap, unless anyone else has any other questions before
quick we... one though, on four videos a day, talking about consistency, how religious are you to that? Is that a case where you have to you have to do that, or is it, you know, some days you're like, fuck it, man? Like,
yeah, I know it gets like, especially when I'm hungover and I'm like, because TikTok, I've learned like the best videos, you have to be so animated. Like, when I look at my videos from a year ago, I'm like, how are these getting views? I'm just like, these are the best things about UK. Now I'm like, yo, guys, I hate it, but you gotta have to do it. And it's only for like a minute. It's so funny when like my girlfriend's in the room and I'm like, I've got to make the TikToks today now, and just to pretend I'm not here. But no, I try and post at least twice a day. And I try and film at least twice a day as well. And then it gets to a point where I have a backlog. Like, I've just got so many ideas like on my on my wardrobe, on post-it notes, on my whiteboard, in my notes app, on my, like, just written everywhere in my room. So I've got loads of ideas. Then I'll post a video and people will comment like, oh, you should do this. And I'm like, okay, well, I've got more ideas. Yeah. So it's not like I'm running out of ideas. And it's not hard in that way. It's just, yeah, getting the time to do it. And obviously, I don't want it to be bad content. I want it to be good content. So if I think of an idea, I'm like, I want to execute that as best as I can. Hmm. But I also need to get it done within this half hour slot where I've got to go out or something. Yeah. So I do have a little backlog in my draft. So like, for example, today I'm going out after this. I filmed a couple this morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a couple in my backlog. So when I'm like out and I'm like, I can't film one today, I just go, okay, that's good to go, post that. So yeah, really try and stay consistent and posting daily. If it's one video or four videos, like somewhere between that region.
Yeah, there has to be something on there pretty much every day. Fair enough.
Especially staying on trend, like saying the Louis Theroux thing. If I posted about that next week, no one's going to care. I posted about it yesterday and it's doing all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to
strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah,
I hear that. Nah, that makes sense. And I guess it's a very interesting app because obviously its algorithms are quite strong in terms of what it rewards.
Yeah.
And it does seem to reward the creators when they post a lot, which is why some of them you just see like them not even doing anything. They're literally doing a smash or pass with the most ridiculous.
Some of them have been insane, you know.
Smash or pass MCU. Yeah. I'm like, we.
Or the Disney characters or things like that. The
Kill me, bro. It's
crazy, man.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. No, it's a...
As in the actor who acts as the character or as in the cartoon character?
The cartoons, bro.
Cartoon
There'll be a filter that will like generate a random character, and like they obviously intended it to be like, oh, which character are you? But people have just turned it into smash or pass.
But it's because of that girl from that from that silly one where she was like, oh, she goes smash, and it was like Peppa Pig. Wait, I'm always playing smash or pass.
Yeah,
you're definitely right about like the as far as rewarding stuff that's new and on trend. Because like I think one or two of our videos have done well. And we can't really tell sometimes when it's gonna blow.
Mm.
But I think one of them recently did well was one of our Top Boy videos because we spoke about Curtis and Pebbles and people on there on Top Boy on TikTok. So it definitely is a
size
behind that.
Last week was probably like one of my best weeks of growth. I gained like about 8,000 followers in 1 week just because I was posting about Top Boy and I was even doing some conspiracy theories and other things like that. And yeah, Top Boy again is something I can talk about because it's got loads of rappers in and it's one of my probably one of my favorite shows. Yeah. So I was just talking about that, and because everyone was talking about that and now everyone's on TikTok, it's like before it would be Instagram, everyone's going to Instagram to see what pages are saying about it, but on TikTok there's not too many people doing it, so if you can do it, it does really well. So yeah, I'm keep on talking about Top Boy because it seems to just do really well on TikTok. So
okay,
that's something for you guys if you need to.
I'm just gonna say Top Boy five times. Top Boy, 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 Top Boy,
Top Boy, little Curtis,
5G's looking for the baby.
We've got the TikTok clip. That was easy money. They're gonna probably listen to this and think these guys ain't gonna shut up about Curtis, are they?
Red Knot. Since that episode.
He's such a good character, man.
Honestly.
So good, man.
Hated him. Like everyone just hated him every time they saw
but
him.
But I hated how much villain, I loved how much I hate him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One, you don't buy in Manchester because it's a shit hole. Buy in Liverpool.
Fuck's sake.
Two, where's the shade?
Duchesne.
Oh, what did you say?
Nah, it's quite, don't worry.
Fair enough.
All right, so I saw on TikTok, you did a really interesting video idea of, so I'm going to give you guys a bit of scope. So the Grammys was, I think like
a couple of days ago.
Yeah. And your idea was UK rap albums that you think could be presented for a Grammy.
Yeah.
Since when?
I'm saying last 5 years. Yeah.
Big Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Was Common Sense in the past 5 years?
That was 2017. Yeah.
2017. Dave's first album. I'd
Psychodrama.
Say.
Yeah.
What else?
Did you say Konnichiwa?
I said Konnichiwa.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I mean,
Konnichiwa.
I think that came
definitely
out 2016,
Konnichiwa.
But that
we'll
my concept
there
was like albums that are Grammy worthy, like UK albums. And by that I meant not only are they just top quality, but they do well worldwide. So like I would love to say like a Kano or someone like that, but his albums are so London.
Yeah.
But I feel like Hoodies or Summer is good enough to be in there though, for sure.
But
like,
I was saying Konnichiwa definitely, because I mean that one, I don't know if you lot have been listening to the Decode podcast where they're breaking that album down.
Yeah.
It's so sick. But they're basically saying that like Konnichiwa, I was literally scared to say hello to the world, not even just like hello, like to the world. We've got all the US features on there and stuff. I think that album definitely 100%. Could win a Grammy. Yeah. 100%.
I was thinking, I don't know if it goes back to your point, if it's too UK, but I was going to say Getz's album, which came top of last year, I want to say.
100%.
What an album.
Fantastic
album.
What an album. That should be in there for sure.
Phenomenal performance, great features.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're missing something.
That's obvious. Obviously Dave and them are obvious, but I'm trying to, there's somebody
else. I don't know.
I'd say Gang Signs and Prayers more than Heavy is the Head.
Yeah.
If you ask me between the two,
definitely.
The first one deserves to be.
I think that's something you could present. Yeah. And then sometimes you know how it is. Some of these people, they get the nomination just off how big a year they had.
Yeah.
And Stormzy, when that album came out, was top of the world. He was literally everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think for sure.
I would say Frisco's last project.
He dropped one last week. You talking about that one? Yeah. I was listening to that on my way here. It sounded good. I haven't finished it yet, but it sounds good.
It's a really good album. That one's a good album, but his previous project, I would say that's worthy of it.
Yeah.
What was that one called again? I know the one you're talking about. It had Red Card on it, didn't it? Yeah.
Yes, Red Card. Let me just search up. I don't want to get it wrong, you know.
I'm trying to think if there's any others that I've.
The Familiar Stranger.
That was it, yeah. Yeah, that one's hard. Yeah.
That's a top tier album, to be fair. Yeah.
Frisco's underrated, I think.
Very.
Very, very.
Very especially with this new album, yeah. It's just like. He's just been dropping stuff, but people don't recognize.
Anymore. Yeah. Mm. Well, people love him on feature. I can't lie, he's probably one of the best people to get on a feature.
Yeah.
In any song, he kills the feature. But his own stuff, I don't know why, it just doesn't get too much shine on it.
Fair enough.
I saw JME did a Grime MCFM last week.
Yeah.
And I went to that and Frisco.
Oh, how was that? I must have been mad.
It was so good, yeah, but I was gutted because it finished at one. It was local to here.
Mm. Okay.
And you know, it's a mission to get home. Yeah, so I was like, okay, 12:15 was the last train or something.
Shit.
And the event finished at one. And I'm like, okay, I've got to get this last train because otherwise looking too long. But it was sick. Had a great time. Got home not too late because I managed to get a tube and everything. For MSG the next day. Yo, did you see Skepta? And I was
like, oh, no, dude.
Skepta must have come out right at the very end. I was gutted. It was such a small venue. So I managed to see so many rappers. I was like so gassed. And then come home and someone messaged me that, and instantly I'm just like,
hand in head moment.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Honestly, because he brought out like most of BBK, but Skepta. So I'm thinking, he's not coming out then. He'd be out by now. Yeah. Then he brought out even more rappers, brought out D-Double came, like he brought out so many guys. And I was thinking, okay, then they all left and JME was back on again. I'm like, okay, well, he's wrapping up, so I'm going to go.
Would Skepta come on to perform?
It was weird. It wasn't like a concert. It was like, kind of just like, small pirate video. Radio vibes, like they were just playing a beat and then everyone would grab the mics with 16 and so that's, it was nice to witness because you don't really get that anymore.
Not at all. That's
the sort of thing we used to watch on YouTube. Now we're actually in the room with them, but it didn't we didn't see Skepta. But it wasn't a concert neither. They kind of did some of their tunes, but sort of would spit the bars and then someone else would spit on the same beat, so it was unique though. You're not gonna see like that.
Is it similar to the way you describe it? It's similar to what Gasworks is doing at the moment, when they've got like near on 20 man in the room and they're still
cypher,
trying to shell it. I hear that. It's a very good concept actually. I want to see, I would love to see more of those, and it's something that's missing from our scene because I remember we really came up on that. Like I'd have a freestyle on my phone. Do you know what I mean? I'd have like Chipmunk's Westwood freestyle on my phone.
Yeah.
We even tried to do one.
Did?
Yeah. You guys got bars?
No.
I'm
bringing it back in.
That's why you got all your aliases. Yeah.
That's where they came
your old
from,
MC names.
No, not even old MC names. This was like 2010, 2011, I would say, back school in school.
School days.
I think it was after seeing the BBK one. We all just got
excited. We was inspired.
We all just got excited.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kaylon, man. I remember that.
Kaylon, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's
one of the most questionable bars.
He never lived that down, but you know what? That's what makes school. That's our scene, isn't it? Really, you
our
get that
fucking great man.
You get that one chance, and you know you either shell it or you don't. That's unfortunately for Kaylon, he did not shell it.
What other albums are we missing? I feel like maybe one of Little Sims's past few albums.
Oh,
could
most
go on
recent
there.
One.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Introvert could go on there.
Yeah.
I quite like Grey Area as well, but I think Introvert might be just more complete.
project.
She won a Brit Award or that, yeah.
So. Yeah, exactly. So that's definitely one.
Is she the best? Oh, no, because your favourite rapper is Kano, isn't
Kano
it?
Kano is number one.
Yeah, fair. I like that.
I was going to say.
Little Sims and Kano are like good friends. Yeah. She supported him a few times, so I've seen Kano a lot of times. So I've seen Sims
a few times
before I even really knew who she was. And I'm like, she's hard. Yeah,
I was going to say, is Sims the best rapper on Top Boy?
Not better than Kane.
Dave's on Top Boy as well. Well,
oh, yeah, Modi.
Dave and Sims is a conversation, you know.
What do you mean?
Who's better?
I think it's a conversation. I think
there's
a conversation.
They're very different.
If you're to ask me who's like better technically,
could be Sims.
He doesn't want to say it.
I don't even tell you. I loved it.
Yeah, but
I think Sims might be better technically.
I hear it. I was actually gonna say it is Sims.
Damn.
Because Dave is so good, but he's so simplistically good.
Yeah.
But then when he does it, it's like nobody can do it the way he does it. Like, it's so clear.
He'll nail a concept. Like, his album is like a genius body work, but it's hard to compare. Bashy's out the picture now.
He's
though.
Out the picture.
He hasn't rapped since like 2015, 16.
When he was rapping.
When he was.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the thing. If his Fire in the Booth, have you seen his Fire in the Booth?
Yeah.
If that dropped like in the same window as Wretch and Kano's, he would definitely be in that picture. Yeah, people forgetting he got a wheel up. He rapped in French. Like, he rapped on an Arctic Monkeys beat. It was hard. I keep telling people to listen to Bashy's Fire in the Booth. But because he's not really rapping anymore, and because that came out, I think that was like 2013 or 14.
Yeah.
It's annoying that it's not gotten the recognition.
Isn't he now fully focused on just acting?
Yeah. I think in, like, I can't remember his last song he did, but I think it was 2015 or 16 he stopped rapping. It's annoying.
The last song I remember was him and Young'un.
What was that?
Oh, when he was on the Ain't On Nothing remix.
Ain't On Nothing remix. Boy, he had the best verse on that as well. But he did a song with Skepta and Kano. And that's the last one I heard of him. But I can't. It's like, Won't See Me Again or something like that. But yeah. And it was a hard song. And I was so excited. Just thinking, we're getting Bashy. Big. And then that was it. I've not heard from him since. But he's doing bits of acting though.
Very good. Is it Us?
Nah, he's not in Us, but he's in something similar.
Very similar.
Yeah. I don't really know how to explain it. So I won't do it justice.
You're not gonna work.
But I was about to, I was like, nah, forget it. He's getting busy.
Which album would win? That's the question.
Psychodrama.
We've got all the nominations. What would you say would win?
Psychodrama is one of the most important albums in my life.
I don't know if the Americans would, if it's Grammys, then the Americans are
but it is
probably the best standalone album.
It's so UK, but like, it's unapologetically that there's fucking a song called Shetem on there, but I feel like even if you're from the US, you can relate to that. Like, everyone is from somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
I think, it's so personal that you just have to kind of be a human being to understand it. Obviously, if you're from London, you
understand it more,
Screwface Capital and all these kind of concepts, but you're listening to Dave's story, so you don't even need to, like, you're getting introduced to Dave.
And it's got a fucking location on it. It's clear.
I mean, I would say it's like the whole accent, like language barriers, like sort of thing. But J. Cole and Bia, they just come through London. It's just different. Yeah.
That's so.
But then again,
she's the best rapper alive.
It actually comes.
I need that.
You see, J. Cole has the actual best pen. Because this is his first bar, Plane just landed, Heathrow, hop off the G4, standard. To say standard, that's a really old school word.
Yeah, I hear what you're
saying. So, like, lyrically...
He's really done his homework. Americans, please stop doing the man's not hot thing, though. That was the only thing.
They actually don't talk like that. It's like, it's okay.
It was a joke.
But to say standard, it's just like... Mine's really like
he's embodied, he's really here.
And then English accent at the end, I was like, all right, give this man audio awards now. But when Bia said Shoreditch five times, I said, what's happening here, man? How did she get that feature? Like, no, this is.
Listen, look at her. She's the best rapper alive.
Sorry.
I have nothing more to say.
Me saying she's actually about to blow.
You probably did.
In like the culture of sound.
Oh, wait, 4 or 5 years ago? Fucking hell, fair enough. Good job.
So basically, this is Mady Chafford, but before that, we had we rebranded from Culture and Sound to Mady Chafford. So I said that.
Respect.
Fair enough.
claim to fame.
Numbers in on the board.
Claim to fame.
I can't argue saying psychodrama would win. If you think about all the categories, I could see why.
It's hard to vote psychodrama in any way.
It's the most accessible as well out of the bunch. Yeah. My personal favourite is probably Hoodies, but some people can't hair Kane properly. Like they
it
can't,
annoys me because if people aren't willing to accept Kano as one of the greatest rappers of all time, then there's no point trying to them on. But yeah, Hoodies from Somewhere.
That, what an album, man.
Yeah, no. It was
what an album.
I was gutted it was only 10 songs, but you can't perfect. Fault it in any way. Like, you can't fault it.
Not at all.
He knew what he had to do and he did it. That, he was rapping like Rent was due. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I listened to the Get song yesterday.
Class of Deja.
Yeah, I listened to it again on the treadmill. I was like, fucking hell, man. What is this song? Like, what were they tapping into when this song came out? Different, like, they just man. All just Different. Elevated, bro.
He's just got such an energy. And I think you posted it... may have been this week. When he was on Big Nasty show and he just shelled it.
He was just chilling. He had a glass of something in his hand, and they were like, "Oh, what we rap? Ah, oh, go on, man, go on." Yeah. Just shut it down.
Like old school rappers, Kane can't wait to break you. Like a box can't wait to break you up. I said, "That's what are you on?
How is that even?
That's demon." that's what I always think when I think of lyricists. Like, I could never have that lyrical prowess, but to be able to think of it's a simple bar, but that would not come into my mind. I know. Do you know what I mean?
No, the one with that Wretch, that was the one, because Wretch is like number two. Wretch and Kane are like there for me. I can't choose. Kane is just about tops it. But Wretch doesn't write his bars. He's literally in the studio listening to the beat, and apparently he just like sort of mumbles to himself, goes into the booth, lays it down. So he doesn't even like write his bars. It just comes to his head and he spits them. And they're that quality, boy.
It's nuts. I think the only thing that might be able to compete with it would be anything Jay Huss has released.
I think Common Sense could be. I mean, it's hard to choose between Common Sense and Big Conspiracy, but I'm thinking Common Sense like is the best display of Jay Huss because it's got more of the vibes, but it's also got some of the deeper tunes in there as well. Yeah, it's got Who You Are, even Spirit. Like that's my favorite Jay Huss song because it's such a vibey song, but he's also saying quite a lot in there.
That's
as well.
An interesting choice.
So I think that's like a kind of. No albums really compared to Common Sense that way
and,
as well.
Yeah. Mm. And what? No, Fisherman? He was getting busy. Like, Common Sense is clean.
I remember that on like Murky Fest. This was the first one. Did you see Jay Huss?
Were you there?
We just booked it just saying, we're going to go Ibiza.
Yeah.
Then the next thing, Murky Fest comes on that day when the hotel was
on. Oh my gosh.
So when Ibiza rocks, and the way like most that just comes running up the stage, singing his lyrics, just like this is
different.
Yeah. So
cold.
Seeing music live as well is
Common Sense really paved the way for how music today in the UK is made. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were trying to copy what the Americans were doing. But then, like, of course, we had our own pocket. However, in terms of making it mainstream and still being true to yourself, that's what Common Sense was.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
Big
a fact.
Conspiracy was just another level on top. However, you can't take it away from Common Sense.
I agree.
So Common Sense is like the epitome of that Afro swing kind of era.
The only thing that could have happened that could have made Common Sense or could have made it not a conversation for me was, let's say, if someone like Kukumba was on. Was on Common Sense, then there would be no conversation to be had. But
is that your favorite song from Big Conspiracy?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's just painfully ridiculous. I love the audacity.
It's just no one else does anything like that. Like, it's just so Jay Huss. I love it,
perfect,
man.
It's tough to say, really.
All the albums are so different. Like, we're kind of picking so the best. Different. Like, Konnichiwa could probably be like the best grime album. Hoodies or something. I don't even know what you call it, but it's just Kano's genre. It's a bit of grime, but it's not. You can't really call it a grime album. Then Common Sense is his own thing, and like the kind of Afro swing. Then Psychodrama is like the concept deep stuff. It's hard to say. We're kind of picking the best, and it's kind of putting genres head to head. It's hard to do.
It's a challenging question.
But then again, I think Hoodies or Summer, the first week it came out, maybe like the first month, nobody really paid attention to it.
It's good. It came out at the time of Top Boy as well.
At the time of Top Boy, but no one really paid attention to
it. Right.
And then
I had it on repeat. No, but I hear you. No, it wasn't like being pushed like Getz is one. I wish it was pushed more like Getz is one was last year.
Exactly.
Mm. Everyone was talking about it. It's that quality, but I don't think Kano's ever got any flowers as truly as he should have done.
As soon as he did the BBC One performance with Getz.
Mm.
What the Such a Mum?
No.
Jules Holland,
Class of Deja.
That's a
After
classic,
that, I think people started just paying attention because it was like, oh, hold on, he released the album.
Yeah.
Let's go and listen to it. And then the next thing you hear, all these sounds like colliding just at this masterpiece. It's just, nah.
Come on, man, that song Kalo, Popcorn is special.
Yeah.
Big tune.
Can't hold me down. That in lockdown was hitting different. I can't remember. Even the one with Kojo Fans as well.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a fucking good album, man.
Yeah, man. Like, can't fault it.
It's just, but you know what? It speaks highly to the quality of music that we have in this country.
Which is a good segue into what we wanted to talk about, right? About the state
of UK.
Yeah. UK music.
Glad you came, innit?
Sun goes down, Mazuka.
You have to rate the guy, though. He must be 16 or something. He's young.
Really?
He's a young guy. And people obviously sending for him. And he's just like, thanks so much for this. Like, he's toxic positive. Like, he's so positive. Like, I rate him, but I do not rate the music.
Fair enough.
And people keep, because I've like spoken about like these sample drill things. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even call it drill anymore. They just put some 808s on there, but it's not a drill. Like 6-7 to me, that's drill.
Yeah.
Mm. What on earth is Glad You Care? Why does that fit in the situation? It's just got a bit of a beat to it. Doesn't make it a drill song anymore. Terms.
The Pink Panther one is one that killed me.
I think they were just trolling that one. It seems.
That's a trolling. But people keep tagging me in new ones, and I'm like, I can't tell now which are jokes anymore and which aren't.
What's the worst one you've heard?
Someone remixed Justin Timberlake. Oh no! The worst one. So Swarms posted on his I don't even see this. He posted on his TikTok and he deleted it the next day. The start of it was him rapping. I was like, oh, it sounds quite good. And then it went into the chorus from out of nowhere. Like, it was uncool for it at all. It was just like, my mama don't like you, but she like him. And then it was some next drill lyric with the next one. And I was like, oh, what? Like, just make a good, like, you started off
right
okay.
In the bin, man.
Yeah, why hop on this dead churn? Like, you know no one likes it. So I made a video about it. And then Swarms commented on my thing, being like, oh, you silly boy, you don't know anything about music. I'm like, but then he deleted his video and the comments. So I'm like, well.
Clearly, I do.
Yeah. More than
Swarm is a weird case because I think he might be talented.
But
he might just be more caught up in the moment of things.
Bad as well. Actually, he was a semi-pro footballer and he quit to do music.
Oh shit, really?
I'd have stuck to the
I know about y'all, but
nah, he had that period in 2018.
He was getting busy. I liked Nine, the one with T.O. Wayne.
Mm.
He's done stuff I've enjoyed, so I'm not like this. He's not bad. He's not bad by any means. He has a role to play within the UK scene. I'd say
I think he's just a bit lost now.
Like, there's no direction.
Because
what sort of musical content you want to make?
Yeah, and I think it's hard if you're like in the center of like a trend. So that era when he was dropping Pumpy and Laika and things like that, he kind of like epitomized whatever trend that was. But now that's not popping.
Yeah,
so I know trends. How he rebrands. Yeah, so he's now trying to sample drill thing, and it's kind of like.
But he did that song with Dino, which I liked. I mean, I would understand if someone said that's not for them, but I think it was
which
a good.
Which one was that one again?
I can't remember what it's called now.
It's not Motorola, is it?
Nah.
Or am I getting confused with another?
But
it's that kind of
similar.
Sound.
Yeah.
But it's a good song. Like he should just do what makes him happy. This ain't working.
Was he a semi-professional football player, or was he like one level below?
I think he was semi-pro. I've seen in an interview he was like a good football player, and he was saying he quit to do music in like 2017 or 18 to when his music was starting to blow. But to be a footballer is very time consuming.
There's another guy. I don't want to say his name wrong. Is it Kamikaze or something like that?
Oh yeah, Kamikaze. He's like England's C team. I didn't even know England had a C team, but I saw he got
a good one.
England's like,
and he's
reserve.
Been bars. And
he's hard as well.
Even did a Pepsi advert as well.
So
it's like,
you can do it.
It
can be done.
Yeah, he plays in the league, I think, or one of the lower teams, Kamikaze. But yeah, he's he's obviously very good at football and rapping. So I mean, I guess he's not too much in the mainstream.
Well, I guess he
as Swarms was.
About it.
Yeah, he's calculated that one smartly. Yeah,
so. Man.
I mean, if he wanted to, he could. I'm not going to stop him. So I'm just going back to playing football, innit? But if it ain't working at the moment, why stop?
That's a fact. But do you actually think we're in a bad state? Like, would you say the music is in a bad state?
It's a weird one because we say it's like terrible state, but then we've actually had some good albums in the past year and stuff.
That's a fact.
And we've got like Stormzy dropping an album, Nux is dropping an album, Nines is out of prison, like there's bare potential.
Thank you, Nines, for coming to save us. You guys are the crisis. I'm on my way.
But I don't know if you've seen when Nines dropped Crabs in a Bucket in the interviews, he was like, he's so can't be asked for music. Like, he said he's got one more album left in him, then he's like,
the Chucky interview, isn't it? He just was like, I'm over like, it.
I stop it now. I stop talking, bro. Just drop music.
He's one of the most talented artists in the UK.
That's a fact.
And he's talking.
Yeah.
I said he's just talking on the mic.
His flow is different.
He really is just talking.
He really is.
It's back just when I'm free and that's never. Come on, man.
He's just such a gangster, isn't it? Like, he's probably one of the only rappers you know he's probably spitting the truth as well. So he just lives that lifestyle. So talks it on the mic to a beat and it sounds good.
For real.
You're going to talk about Nux. You're going to say that.
That song with SL.
Yeah, good track.
They got busy.
But like to go back to like the state of how the UK scene is, like the drill, like how they use the samples. I think
that's a wash. Like that trend. I hope it is just a trend.
Because I was listening to somebody and he said that yes, it's creative, but how? Like it's just. I was coming from this perspective of like it's just being recycled.
Yeah,
like, everybody is doing the same thing. When does it become creative? When everyone's doing this.
That's what
thing.
I'm saying. So people are coming at me for being like, oh, but Dave used to sample in Starlight. I'm like, I'm not coming for the act of sampling because that's something that every musician does.
You'd never be happy.
You're literally taking a. This is why it's a cheat code, because this is why it's kind of popular. Is because you basically take a song that everyone knew and loved 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Copy the beat, copy the bars, everything. Almost word for word.
Yeah.
Add a drill remix, drill, which is the current trend that everyone loves.
Yeah.
You merge it together. Of course, people are going to like, they automatically know the tune because that's from a while ago. It's got a drill beat, so it now sounds cool. And then so like, it doesn't even matter what you say. Nah. People are going to like how it sounds, but the music isn't good. Like, it's not
it's just lazy, man.
It's just lazy. Exactly. It's a cheat code because you're cheating. You're not making good music. You're just copying.
Like, people comparing it to what Dave did on Starlight, that's just not what's happening here. That's
not too different.
You
know,
I mean, you only have to look at, say, someone like the genius of Kanye and see what he does with a sample. Mm. That's different. The sample's elevating.
Oh yeah.
And it's a different song. Like for example, you take PYT, you heard the first few chords of PYT, then you heard the first few chords of Good Life. Yeah. And you're like, these are not the two same songs.
No, so it's actually genius how Kanye could hear that song and go, I'm gonna take that bit.
Exactly.
That's talent.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
creative.
Yeah.
Whereas copying, like, just I don't even want to think of more. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
The song goes that. The song's called Glad You Came. Like, that's the same name. The song. Like,
how did they even get the clearance?
That's
for
what
this
I'm saying.
Shit?
How is it legal?
I don't know. That is a very good question. I don't know how.
Maybe
to get
it's
away
like
with that
you
stuff.
Can. It's like just
very
out.
Very good question.
Certain songs have their IP out in the public.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
The real question is, why is Diggity making all of these 50 Cent songs?
I know.
And he's getting away with it.
Some of them
are good, but I'm just like, are we okay? Is this okay?
I wasn't
like,
crazy about the last one.
He's trying to win America by force, I think.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day, how UK rappers can like break America. There's all these kind of different ways. Mm. And Diggity seems to be doing it by force. Like,
but yeah.
I don't know, because then you alienate us.
Fair enough.
That was fun.
Everybody knows what that is.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We cool, but this new one.
Nah, it didn't bang. Questions, isn't it? Yeah.
Did not bang for me, man.
Nah,
and 21 questions is a different sensation.
Though. Yeah.
Digger's annoying in the sense that like he's obviously so talented. I'd even say, I was thinking this the other day in terms of like top 5 UK maybe on his day in terms of everything. But his biggest issue is his criminal activity. So he obviously can't, like he's got some unreleased tracks that are life-changing. But he can't ever release them. Can't ever do anything with them.
By life changing, do you mean in a good way or
good way?
Like,
there's one he's got.
You never know. You never know with him.
There's one he's got that I can completely understand why he can't release it. Like, there's a line in there that has.
I know which one you're.
The one that was like leaked on TikTok or something.
There's that one.
I know which one you're talking about.
But I can't remember what the name of the leak is called. But yeah, And I'm like, oh, that's a shame that that can't go on your album. It's better than what you're releasing. Like,
have you seen the documentary about Digga D?
Mm.
Yeah, and it kind of just like, it explains where he's at with his music, how he just can't. I think some of that's like calmed down now. But yeah, it got to the point that he was at a Black Lives Matter protest, literally just outside his yard, and they came and got him because they're like, "What are you doing? You're not."
Yeah, they were on him. Yeah. That's why his first album, Made in the Pyrex, is just bleeps everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't think Made in the Pyrex was as good as what was his last one?
I can't remember the name. Trap Diaries or something.
Yeah, something like that. But that one was hard, and then he was in prison for a while. Made in the Pyrex, it was okay, but I thought Digga D so hyped. The music didn't match the hype. But I saw Digga D live. I went to his tour, and like, he's very good. His like stage presence was good and everything. But what was worrying to me is, well, everyone in the show was just kids, but they're all wearing balaclavas. I was you guys don't know there's a cloakroom there, like, you know what? But also, like, every single word they're singing, and
it gets
like,
hot.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
One song, that's a workout. Way you're dripping inside.
That is ridiculous. I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's kind of, that kind of made me deep. All this stuff about like drill affecting the youth, I never really thought like, nah, I could never. But when I saw all these kids singing with their chest like chinging up, all these lyrics, I'm like, you guys know what you're saying? Like, that's horrible. Yeah.
They're just gonna play PS. That's it.
Yeah, I hope so. But there was that story. I don't even know where it was, but it was just like, was it 12-year-olds
Reading or something?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, and they killed someone, and it was over like some like mobile phone beef, something stupid. And that's when I was like, and of course you can't blame the music. Like, it's not the music's fault, but you can see they're watching it going, that's cool. Let me buy a balaclava. Let me buy a puffer jacket. Like, oh, he's wearing that. He's cool. Then it's like, what next? How do I don't know. Kids are very insecure at those ages, so they're just trying to do what they think is cool. And
the future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I hope it doesn't lead to violence, but maybe in some cases it does. When it would never be about that anyway. Like, they're trying to use it in the press, they're trying to use it to explain like current crime, like knife crime and stuff in London, which it doesn't do. But I think maybe with these kids, if there's problems happening there, then that could be, they could be influenced by drill. But I wouldn't blame drill for that.
I hear that. Like,
it was just mad for me to see Digga D performing all these sort of 12, 13 year olds in balaclavas.
That was part of the marketing for Made in the Pyrex. You could buy a balaclava. I'm like, why would I do that?
Buy a balaclava, get a Pyrex as well.
Literally.
The price of one and you get the album. Sign me up. I broke my Pyrex.
Do you think the issue kind of lies with drill then? Because I think the overall scene is actually healthy.
Healthier
than it was when back from the Skepta days where he was making them Shook of Them songs. But like, now, like, we've just lifted off like 6 or 7 good albums.
Do you think
the issue is with how drill is evolving?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you talk about drill, to me, I like good drill music. I think 6-7 and like that stuff, where like,
it's real.
I think that's what makes good music, when it comes from somewhere real. Which is why like Kano and all those albums we just listed was like a part of a rapper's reality. Whereas all this trendy stuff, like all these people talking about chefing people up on this stuff to a like Justin Bieber beat, it's just not true. Well,
it's day gone tomorrow. I promise you.
Which is why it will not last. Like, there's no longevity to it, but unfortunately people listen to it now, like it'll be trending now. So that's the thing. I think there's, when we say this, it's in a bad state, I think it's good albums like change that, but we're not getting any good albums from these trendy people, so like it's just like the filler noise.
There needs to be like a chosen one, or someone needs to break through the noise and drill in order to be.
Do you know what, I've actually thought this for a while. I don't know if he will reap the benefits, but I think whatever Nux pushes through, I think that will become the next thing. I think,
is he drilled though?
I'm not saying he's drilled, but I'm talking in terms of the development of the UK sound. I think that's the direction it will go in.
Because like a chill UK.
Yeah, right? I think the reason I think this is because of what I felt back this up was how good Unknown T's Goodums is. I was like, that's perfect. That's the direction drill slash or even UK sound in general needs to go. If someone can get that right, clear.
I think Heady One's a good example of like where drill should go, because obviously he started off as a drill rapper and now you wouldn't call him a drill rapper. So like he did what was needed. I mean, he was bold by dropping the Gang EP because no one could call that a drill thing at all. I rated that personally. I know people. Yeah, but I know
me and
people.
Demi were like,
I know people were thinking like that's just not the Heady One we know.
I appreciate
and love.
The effort because it's something different.
But then when he dropped Edna, he was free to do whatever he wanted on that. He could do drill if he wanted. He could sing if he wanted. Like he kind of broke all the boundaries for him, which I think is quite bold for a drill rapper to do. Like you're not gonna see LD dropping a singing album anytime soon. No, but like it kind of just breaks the walls that you're a drill rapper, you have to do drill music, like you can do whatever you want. And I like seeing, you know, you're a drill rapper, you obviously you start making music when you're really about it, and then obviously the music can get you out of there, so you don't have to keep rapping like you're still there, like you can elevate.
Because more often than not when they do elevate like that, there's always, you kind of have to change your sound, like even when like for example like Stormzy, like obviously everyone's saying he's grime this, he's grime that, but Yes, his albums have grime elements, but they're not really grime
albums.
Not
grime albums.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of sacrifice that if you really want to become
an artist,
that big of a star. So that's just, you're spot on.
Yeah, you just have to change up what you're talking. You could probably still spit on the same beats, but you got to use different, you got to talk about different things now because you're not really doing those things.
For sure.
Like Stormzy went to church and he made Jesus.
Hey, someone said that Stormzy's running on stage like he's Waluigi. Like.
But he's been through it.
Just bare legs, bro. Yeah. Just.
Nah, it's insane.
That's crazy.
So I was, I can't remember what rapper it was. I think it was Young Teflon said, Stormzy's wardrobe for his concerts are just trousers.
Yeah. I was at one of his shows. He's wham now. Yeah. Like, we've not heard from him in years. He's just been in the gym. Like, he's wham.
You trying to get Maya back? I understand.
He performed his song.
Here's a Maya, I'll do that.
I get it.
I would still try if I lost Maya.
My man saw she was with Ben Simmons and said, I bet.
Bro, doomed, man. Oh, crazy.
That's crazy. I guess so. One thing I wanted to put towards us for conversation was, so I saw Atlanta is probably the number one city in terms of rappers, that they could draw a roster of five great rappers. And I thought, nah, we could actually do that for London, or at the UK anyway. Mm-hmm. Who would be the five that you think would make it, that would make it up?
What is the best five?
Best five.
Yeah, best five. Let's say we're going best five for Chicago, best five for...
Okay. So best five for London.
So what? Who are we sending?
London.
Well, I'm saying UK. I mean, especially when you consider the UK can fit in Texas five times.
Put Rich in there. Put Getz in there and put Kano in there. The other two you can decide. I don't know. But those three have to be in there for me.
Okay.
I hear that.
For me.
For me, it's a difficult one because obviously if we're talking like either the best five rappers, or then there's my favourite five rappers, then there's like the best from each like subgenre. Like you could have like the drill rapper, the best grime rapper, best. Yeah. It's hard to choose.
But what I'm saying is, okay, let's put some caveats in there because I think it's the names you've
I've gone for ability.
Yeah, exactly. If it's ability. But when they did this, it was more like Atlanta commercial in the sense of...
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's different then. That's different.
So my thing was, I would say I'm sending Stormzy, I'm sending...
David.
I'm up Dave.
David! You go put David in there.
I'm sending J-Hus.
J-Hus has to be there.
Yeah.
And I said I'd send Digga D.
You put Digga D in
there? Yeah, I would.
To rep Drill.
Yeah, or whatever's happening right now.
I'm trying to think who I would put to rep. Like the drill of today, because I'm talking best drill rappers for me.
So that's my four, and I had a real tough time finding a fifth option.
I'm surprised you didn't put Unknown T in there.
I was thinking about it, but I don't think
for you anyway, because I know you.
Nah,
you,
I really
you
do
like
rock with him. Yeah, nah. I think
Skepta. You know, are we talking commercial?
Everything. Even commercial has to be in there. That's why I liked what you said, but I had to add that caveat.
Yeah. Mine was ability alone.
Yeah,
that's a whole different.
Ability, they're getting washed. No, those three don't even send anyone else, man.
Bro, put Avo in. He's underrated, man.
Oh, massively. So underrated.
He can
so
fucking
underrated.
Spit that guy, man.
Boy.
But is he underrated because he can spit? I know that's a crazy thing to say.
Is that all he can do? Nah.
He can make tunes, but maybe his song making ability isn't as high up as you would, even maybe as a Wretch.
I think Avelino missed his window. Like, he dropped the Fire in the Booth, Everyone heard him. Then they dropped Young Fire Flame,
which is hard as bricks.
Then he dropped I'm rubbish with names. He dropped a mixtape like in the mid in like 2017. It was going hard. Then he was dropping the singles where he dropped like Bosey, So Fine with Hailey. He dropped another one. Like he had like three songs that were like summer bangers. And he was meant to drop a project then, and he
didn't do it.
And then he dropped one last year, but it was kind of like, that was your time. Like you'd gone that was the time. And now it's kind of like difficult for him to like, because I saw him perform after he dropped those things, and it was like a big show. It was not massive, but it was good. Then I saw him again this year after he dropped his tape, and it was like a much smaller venue. It was sad to see, but the concert, like the concert was incredible. He brought out Bare People. He was loving it a lot more. I think maybe he must have gone back and reflected and like improved himself, because his ability to perform was so much better that one.
Nice.
But it's kind of sad because he's so good.
But he's always got one in him. Like I feel like every summer he's very good at making a summer song. So I don't doubt that he'll come back again.
Definitely.
100%. I just feel like, what else is there after you can spit, you know?
I don't agree with you, man.
That's how I feel. I'm not saying...
I get what you're saying, but if you're thinking like that, you could say that about most rappers. Like, they've kind of got their one thing about them, but his ability to spit, I think, gives you a long-lasting career.
Oh, 100%.
I'd listen to all his songs.
He'll be busy for the rest of his life. Like, I have no doubts about that. And he's incredibly talented. He's one of our best that's doing it. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So what we're saying J-Hus, we're saying Dave, we're saying Skepta, Stormzy.
I sent Digger, but...
And you're saying I've got the Pyrex man.
Go. The Pyrex man,
you've been quiet, you've just been thinking.
very, very thoughtful. So there's Skepta, there's Getz, D-Block Europe.
Ooh, what a choice.
Oh, shit. When you think about how much the US love them, it kind of makes sense, right?
I want to say Tion Wayne, even though... With his current stuff,
I hear what you're saying.
With his current stuff, people would be like, "Nah," but beforehand,
he was very good.
He was.
I could even make an argument for Russ.
No,
not at all.
No. Wait, we're saying top five. We're not saying 85.
He doesn't get in over Digger.
He's got a number one single. If we're talking commercial, he can obviously do it.
I'm talking about vibes, single, music, body of work.
But I don't know if Tion has. I don't know if Tion has enough. I know what you're saying, but I don't think he has it. Like for example, the album he put out last year.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was all right, but it's not.
This doesn't touch.
It's not even in the same hemisphere.
Like, I hear what you're saying.
The spectrum of like UK. Yeah.
He's got the maddest touch.
Hip hop, grime,
when he's on
UK sound. That's top four for me.
Fair enough.
But then the five, I can't think of five.
There would have been a time I'd have said NSG, but I don't know what's happened over there, man.
Yeah.
NSG.
They are, there's not.
They're different though.
Yeah.
They're more, their vibes. They're not
really
like. But that's what I'm saying. Like they were on a, for me personally, they were on a roll. Like they couldn't
really
be,
were. They,
they
really
could
were.
Not be stopped. And it's.
No, I think they still got their.
I don't think they're top five though, but they're doing their thing.
I'm thinking like, when I'm sending these people, it's like, you're thinking of everything. I guess my own point, I guess they might not be as commercially as big, but some of the singles they've given us have been huge. Mm. And their album wasn't bad.
But are they rappers?
Do you know who really slaps
for drill? Nah,
that's not in my brain. I don't see them.
You don't see them as... What do you see them
really
as?
Do you know who really slaps for drill?
Party, man. They're good vibes.
Yeah, they're vibey. They're just vibes.
Abracadabra is... Yeah, okay. I hear that.
I could probably say that's about five.
Him, Antion, and who was the other ones?
Well, that's a bad comment.
And you know what? I was thinking this the other day. When we're never gonna get some songs that could be amazing? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Obviously,
forget about it. Listen, don't even try.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I would have loved to. What does a Heady and Tion Wayne song sound like? I'll never know.
Fight. We'll sounds
never
like a fight.
That is fighting talk for real.
That would be my top five. So. Getz, Skepta, D Block Europe,
Tion,
Abracadabra. That's top five.
That's a good
five. Not bad five.
UK music as a whole.
I respect. Did you just say D Block?
Yeah.
Europe. That song overseas with Central C, man. Just not stop playing it, even still. Yeah, E-Man put it on the playlist.
Have we missed an obvious one in Central C?
Ooh.
Because the youths love him.
They in America, they love him as well.
They fucking love that kid. So maybe.
Potentially.
The chosen one, maybe, bro.
Oh, for sure.
That's your man.
That is my... Listen.
I'm surprised you didn't say him as well.
He's very good at what he does. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I don't know if he offers more after that. And he's got the ability to have a terrible bar or make a bad song. So I can't... I always struggle to back him.
Would you put him in there to future-proof that? Because he is arguably being pushed as the guy.
Yeah.
So if you put him in there, then you kind of have that generation covered if he becomes... Which it looks like it's going to be...
Yeah, true. The next bit, yeah. RD?
No. Get out of here.
Listen, I'm part of RD's PR team. I have to show love.
H?
Fuck off.
He's talented, five. You know. Yeah. I think that he can spit. I don't listen too much to his music, but
he's
think he's genuinely talented.
No, and he's different.
He's very fucking good. Parley Boussard or whatever with Heady.
Yeah.
That was a great song.
It was.
I think he's talented.
I really like his single Safe to Say from one of his EPs, and he'll always have my respect for his first album title H2O. I was like, yeah, that was genius.
It's pretty smart.
I think H has gotten better over time. I think at the time people didn't. Well, it was like a mix. Like some people loved him for the verse on what was it, Keisha and Becky.
Yeah.
And then other people are kind of like, who's this guy? And then now he's kind of, people know where he stands in the scene. Mm. Like I think he's
really
good.
Put himself out there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think RD's replaced him as that guy that everyone loves. Like from that.
But I think that would do H a favor, as in he doesn't, he can actually be a bit more of a serious character as opposed to just being the UK rap's white guy.
Yeah.
So I think that RD coming through has done him a favor.
Yeah.
Even I don't even like understand how RD's so out of here. Do you know, like, I guess he makes songs which really translate well with the younger generation.
Yeah,
but
he's young, man. It's like, I couldn't really. I tried to listen to his thing and I was like, the first few songs were like, okay, yeah, he's doing this thing. And then I was like, it's the same thing. Like, it's for young people. It's for young people.
Yeah. I hear that.
All right, my top five, yeah.
Go on.
I've been thinking, I've been taking it.
He's had so much time. Yeah. This better be good.
All right. J-Hoss has to be there.
Of course.
No one like him. Dave has to be there for the commercial side and the quality. Skepta has to be there for just everything. Everything Skepta can do.
Yeah.
Right. Then I'm gonna say Digger for Dro.
Okay.
Because he's got the high potential C, but he's better than him, I think.
Yeah, he is, for sure.
It's number five. Everyone's struggling with
number five.
It's
hard.
Yeah. I'ma just say Kano because he's my he's number one.
I'm not even mad at that.
I ain't mad at
that.
And
I think you have to have someone that you can say like, look, this is someone who's been doing it that's got the longevity, do you know what I mean? And be like, this is someone who stuck around and is still in our good graces.
Yeah,
he's obviously gone on to do other things as well, which someone in your top five should cover. You know, he's smashing it on TV.
100%.
So, I mean, we're about to find out if this boy can really act because he's got that show with Daniel Kaluuya's writing and producing.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very interested in how that...
I think he's an unbelievable. Kano's an unbelievable actor. We've only seen him play Sully.
That's the thing.
Sully is such a good character in Top Boy, and he played, especially this new season where he's been a bit more reflective and everything.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, the only thing that annoys me about that is that we're not getting any more music from him. But at least he's doing these good acting performances. Yeah, I think him in this last season of Top Boy was
only one more season as well. They confirmed.
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy though. I don't think there's like that. These guys are like, what? How old are their characters? 36 or something? Like, there's only so much longer it can do.
It will just
enter
into like power sort of
realm.
Yeah. I think we were saying this in the chat. I think like shows about drug dealing and whatnot, they only have such a long lifespan. I think the most you can do is five. They can't be going on like The Flash into season eight.
The thing about Top Boy goes into so much detail.
Yeah,
I agree, but I think you'll just get silly. The longer, because really, I just don't think you can be in the drug game for that long.
Someone has to die.
Yeah, you have to die or you go to jail. That's the way it ends, or you leave the game. You know.
Quick hot take: do you think Axe should have died? Should have been killed off.
I don't know. Behind the scenes, apparently, he was running his mouth. So,
oh, really? Is that why he wasn't in it?
Well, not as in his character.
I thought he was like right after.
Nah, he's at 14. Do you know what? Apparently, Rennell, however, is upset that he wasn't called back.
I posted a video about this when the last season came out. Obviously, like when it was relaunched for Netflix. when that season came out, he was on Twitter like, I don't know why I'm not in, like, really salty about it. And then he was tweeting some stuff about what people said in interviews, like recently being like, nah, they're chatting rubbish. Because I saw Ashley Waters say in an interview that he didn't want to act anymore, he just wanted to play football in real life. Right, and apparently that's not true.
That's not the case, because he's decided now.
So I don't know. I mean, Rhino was a good character, but I don't know if there was room for him.
His story was done.
Yeah, because what I love about Top Boy is obviously, you know, people love to see the gang violence or whatever, but they bring in the really deepest, like the truer stories to it as well, like what they're going through at home. And Rhino was kind of the only one we saw in the first two seasons because it was shorter, whereas this one we saw a lot more. And I think, they didn't really need to bring
him
back.
But it would have been filler.
It could have given him, like, Jem was in it for one episode. They could have maybe given him a
nod. Maybe, but I'm not, like, as a viewer, I'm not like, oh, no, you're not. Fuck, you should have come back.
Yeah. Up on that, yeah.
We've already seen Rhino, and we loved him as well. Like, he was a good character in the first two seasons, but...
For sure.
Yeah, his story's done, I think.
Agreed.
But do you think Ash should have been killed off?
I think they should have, like, he should have at least featured in one episode.
That would have made more sense.
No, definitely.
It was a bit cold that he just got killed off.
For him to die, it definitely set off a chain of events. So I'm going to say yes. But you're right. Yeah. They should have at least showed us it. But there's probably politics behind
it. I think with this Top Boy, because the last one was so good because it was like, it was a war, you know, it was these two things. Yeah. They couldn't really create that with this one because, you know, Jamie was on their side. So they'd have to build a whole new gang coming up, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. So they had to make a lot out of these little things, like Pebbles getting into trouble with some guy, ended up in the hole. That was crazy. That scene was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was just some one little thing. So I think Axe getting killed led to this big thing with Kit and Jamie situation. Yeah, so I think it did have to happen. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It led to so much more. But I don't know where they're going to go with the next season.
It's Steph's story. Man. That's what I'm saying.
Deshane has brothers, so his brothers could get involved.
Does he?
Yeah. Remember in like Summer House, first season?
I think they only had the one brother that got the iron to the chest.
That's from the same mum. But then the dads.
Oh.
Yeah, then there's the dads. And then...
You're right.
Fair.
And then now there's Axe and... what's his name?
Aaron and Steph. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron and Steph, sorry. They now have to deal with the situation that...
Well, this is my thing, because, so, I mean, spoiler alert, if anyone's not seen Top Boy, you probably should have stopped listening a while ago.
Too late now.
But I was coming with a thing that if, well, I mean, so we confirmed yesterday, Michael Ward posted that, like, Jamie died. Like, they've literally seen him get shot, and these guys aren't on road, so surely they just call the police, and then Sully's in prison, which makes a bad story.
Yeah.
So I think Tia must be involved somehow, you know?
Because the scene kind of alluded to it, right?
She's just walking by, she can hear Steph screaming and stuff, and she's just, like, casual. So I think she's somehow involved, and maybe that gun that they picked up is somehow involved. Because there has to be a good reason as to why they don't just go to the police or something.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to dispose of the body. Like, they're going to tell the police, surely. So
I didn't even think about that. That is a crazy theory.
Or maybe it's just something they just write over. Because I don't know. But for me, like, logically, it doesn't make sense that their brother just gets shot in front of them by some guy they've literally seen do it. And they go, you know what, we're going to sort this out ourselves. When Aaron's just graduated and Steph's still a kid. Like, he's still shook from getting... moved to by those guys and by the bin, so I don't know.
That's why a part of me doesn't buy them making Steph the guy.
I don't
straight
want
away.
Steph to be the guy.
I don't think it's unless you do a mad time jump. Yeah. It doesn't make sense in my brain, especially with him. Just obviously, he's not really even done anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Mad just yet.
I think Tia somehow has to be involved.
She has some,
that's all I can think. Yeah, I think this next.
So what do you think? Like something like Tia may have sold Kano the gun or Sully the gun.
I don't know, man. I don't know how. I don't know.
It's going to be crazy.
I can't think how they do it, but somehow, I don't know, the way she was just walking, so I don't know, her character annoyed me so much. The way she's just walking at the end, you just see the back of her head, that was like, annoying me as well.
When she crashed her car and was like, this is long, are you dumb? Yeah. Like, what?
Why? Why did you do that?
She's nuts. All right, I guess, does anyone else have any topics or questions?
I mean, we can talk about Will Smith getting banned.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Let's quickly touch on that before he leaves.
He's banned for 10 years now from the Oscars.
That's a prison sentence, you know.
He can still win Oscars, though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he just can't be attending. There. Yeah, because movies won't get Will Smith in their movie if they know he can't win an Oscar.
Like. Well, they're already putting his movies on hold. Like,
oh, really?
Bad Boys 4 was...
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
He had a show, he had a film with Netflix which has been paused as well. Yeah, man.
I don't give a damn about Bad Boys 4. What we doing with Bad Boys 4?
I don't know. Bad Boys 3 made money, so...
They should just stop, man. They should just stop.
Either way, that's his current situation. That was crazy.
It took a lot of me like kind of figuring out what had happened for me to get to the point where I could comfortably say now that he did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But initially I was like I was very binary about it. I was like, listen, if just take away all context, right? Mm. Let's say somebody does something to your other half in front of you. You're gonna react, right?
Yeah.
But then obviously when you add all the layers to it, you add the fact that it's a comedian, that you add the fact that it's Will and Jada and their relationship is rocky, you add the fact that Will's been corned for years.
Yeah.
You add everything to it and you're like, yeah.
And he
Will,
laughed initially as well. And like he was like, I didn't say that about my... He was laughing.
Yeah, you fucked up, man. Here, Will.
You can see he saw she was upset. I was like, all right, I'm doing
something. I've got to do something about it.
Haven't seen that this week. They've just re-emerged all the just cold stuff she's done to him. Like,
it's peak. They have to
get a divorce.
I feel so bad for him.
Apparently, now, it's not like... factual, but when I saw an article say that she's telling close friends that she's disappointed that he slapped him and she doesn't need protecting,
he can't win.
Yeah, he's violated everywhere he goes.
He can't win. He's got to leave.
There's
bro.
No way. What's he? This woman's ruining his life. Actually, I don't want to do that because I'm not in their house. But Will Smith is clearly not in a good place.
I mean, you could be in their house.
I could. Yeah. I've not tried. That's the problem. See, yo, Jada, what's up?
Do you not want to hear a conspiracy theory?
Go on.
Apparently, Will Smith is gay.
Is that the?
Apparently,
I have heard
a source.
I keep hearing.
I've heard that.
You said this on there before, right? Or you alluded to it.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, of course. Live your life. Live your truth. But you've definitely. I feel like you mentioned it before on this podcast. And I was like, I didn't know. And then, but there's a lot of rumors behind it.
Back
like,
here,
I could explain some of the stuff. But yeah.
Whatever, man. Very early 2010s. And basically, he was on holiday with another actor.
Mm.
And he was just enjoying. And then they said, oh, he must be doing something with this actor, this male actor. And he said, nah, nothing's going on. It's just, this is my friend.
Mm.
That's it. Now, the fact that you're saying this, I don't
want to
believe that.
You never know.
I don't want
to
believe that.
You never know, man.
I'd like to think that he'd be able to come out.
I don't want
to
believe 100%. That. 100%. Nah, because listen, we said this on we spoke about this on episode 111, and I asked the question.
How do you know in the specific number of the episode?
I went back and listened to it just to see if I was actually talking rubbish.
Fair enough.
And I said, when does good food turn bad? This is a clear indication that she is ruining this man's life. And it's wild. Like, everybody could see it.
Yeah,
like, we're watching this in real time. That's crazy.
Even like Joe Budden on the Joe Budden podcast, he was talking about this like conspiracy theory. Like, he was just hating on the fact that Will Smith is happy. Like,
hating that someone's happy is crazy.
That's the most Joe Budden thing.
Yeah, that is Joe Budden.
It was the way he was explaining it, it didn't make sense. Mm. However, he was basically saying, a man who's just doing all this stuff on social media, like, he's been quiet for how long? He's the Smith. Like,
he is
one of the definitions, if not the definition of black excellence.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're now doing all this happy, happy nonsense on social media. It's like, where did this come from? Like, where is this energy? And then, of course, now we see Jaden with the Red Table Talk, just talking crud about the whole situation. I haven't felt this good for so long. What's going on, man?
Nah, it's an insane situation.
Yeah.
And then him going up to slap Chris Rock, as you said, I can understand where a man could actually think that is rational.
Yeah.
In terms of everything that's happening in his life right now.
Yeah.
Mm. Him trying to say, I'm doing this for my wife.
But then when you look at the layers,
it's
the one that,
and then you come out and say, I don't need protection.
The one that was the biggest violation for me is the video that reemerged of him explaining, like, after her 37th birthday, he planned her 40th birthday. And she just said, that's your ego talking. And he just took it as well. The way he was telling that story, like, I was an idiot. But I'm like, bro,
booked Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. And then that's her response. And your response is, you're right.
He's got to go, man. He's got to leave that.
Come on, man.
No,
that's just a toxic relationship from what I can see. Man.
Your ego is being
sad to watch.
It's fucking sad.
I don't know, man. Like, some people can be emotionally abused. I, again, I'm not in the house, but it just seems that way from what we're able to see. No way am I going to sit down. Like, I don't think at the time we really deeped how mad that Red Table Talk was where she explained the situation with August. No way am I going to come sit down for the whole world to see.
You keep that at home, man.
Nah.
And what's wild is the fact that August was the one who actually needed help. And she took advantage of him. Like, a lot of people don't want to actually
have that conversation.
She took advantage of him.
That's a fact.
And she said, yeah, it was entangled. Nah, man.
Entangled, mate. As well. Oh, that meme of Will Smith after that one as well.
And that's exactly, now you're a joke. That's for real. And what, like,
I don't need your permission. Like,
I feel like that slap was, he wasn't just slapping Chris Rock. I think he was slapping
the world. He was slapping everybody.
Yeah. I think he just had enough. Like, I think there's also an element of that. Like,
that's a fact.
He's seen her face. He knows they're on TV. I thought that was a t-shirt.
Sorry, guys. Clearing my nose.
Nah, I respect it. He knows they're on TV, so he's probably thinking, fuck, not again. Like, just have a good time.
I'm
going to
get some memes about this.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Created some more right after that.
So, kind of peak as well, because anyone else that won an Oscar that night, no one cared.
No one cared. He's ruined the night.
And that Oscar was a response to keep the Oscars white. Like, that whole protest a few years back.
2016. Yeah.
This was a response.
Yeah.
This was...
there's no way Tyler Perry can come up to me to talk after I've slapped someone. I'll listen to Denzel, but I'm not listening to Tyler Perry. Come up doing his Madea voice. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out my face. Yes.
I really need to know how that conversation with Denzel went.
But I don't know, man. Not well, because he was crying on stage afterwards. He's just a mess. I think he just needs to leave her.
He needs to leave. And take a break. As well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
And the worst thing is, it's not a case of like, oh, we were the only guys who were right when we said this on episode 111. It's that everybody knows what's going on.
Mm.
And brother, you just gotta leave, man.
You just
gotta leave that situation.
Through the Smith.
How can your daughter be writing?
What, to Tupac?
Why?
Well, yeah, Rilla wrote that to Tupac, didn't she?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shakur, man.
It's just a mess.
How long has he been dead? And he's still
25 years, 26 years.
It's crazy, crazy.
When did he die? 94 or 96?
96.
Wow.
96. Yeah, 96.
So before you were even conceived, you're writing a letter to a man.
Bruh, it's crazy.
Nah. It's done.
We could spend another hour on
this. For real.
It's depressing, isn't it?
It's sad. It is actually sad, because that's our guy.
It's depressing to see somebody like that who, like, a lot of people idolized.
Yeah. Respect,
a lot of people
man.
Loved and respected.
Yeah.
And to see a man.
It's not him as well. Like, I'm adamant about that. Like, it'd be like, it's just, that's not the person we know. He's been famous for 30 years. You have to remember that. Like, and he's not really had any scandal or anything like that. This is out of character. That's why I'll give him good grace, because human beings, we make mistakes. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely. You can tell he definitely...
As Back Sheriff said, put your hands up if you fucked up. You know, no one, no hands, say less. It is what it is. Cool. But before we round up, we have a playlist which we add to every week.
Yes.
So pick your song choices for this week.
Did I get one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go on, bro.
Oh, man, so
it would have been Pusha T, but this week is going to be Bad and Clean by Infamous Isaac and Frisco.
Shout out to Infamous Isaac, man.
Yes.
Good dude.
Lovely album.
God, there's so many good songs out right now.
I'll say mine while you lot think. I don't know if you've got this on there already. I need to check out your playlist, actually. Lean, M. Hunter featuring Giggs. I don't know why that song is
hard.
I just whack that up. Whack that up loud. It's a good song.
That's
man.
A good, good song. Good choice. I like that song.
Mine is Livid by 001S. Oh, they're out of Scotland. It's good.
Is it Scottish drill?
It is.
No way.
It's the man them that did... May my man dribble like Kent. I don't know if you've ever heard that TikTok song.
First Packs and Potions, now this. Like, I'm losing track, man. Like, what is it now, bro? I'm going to pick a song from Rema, because his album came out, a really good album.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to put Hold Me on there. It's a song, it features Black or Six Lack, whatever you want to call him. There's so many good songs out right now. I'm having a good time.
Nah, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone's made their choice. I'm blacked out then.
Neck and wrist don't lie.
Neck and wrist don't lie. A special shout out to J. Cole on that verse on London, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, the accent's kind of dodgy, but the verse is really fucking
ridiculous.
Can someone talk to him? Why does he keep doing it to people? Why is he trying to spin every single person that he gets on the track?
It's just his.
He needs to relax, bro. Like, she's not even a rapper. Like,
she's not. He's just even in God mode at the moment.
Even on the Dreamville tape that just released recently.
Yeah. Spinning.
I respect it. Love that.
Cool. It's been a good episode, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, man.
I love a music conversation. We've not had one for a while, but this was a really, really good one.
Watch your music podcast.
We've been chatting shit the past few weeks.
But yeah, I guess Main Chafford Podcast. I don't guess, I know. Main Chafford Podcast episode 134.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, BTV Media on TikTok, BTV Media on Instagram. Well, that's due to change. I mean, I'm due to add my actual name to it.
Yeah.
Due to change it to BTV Max if I can get it. But when this comes out, BTV Media everywhere, really. Check it out. And yeah, obviously big up these guys every time. Thank you for having me.
Love that.
No problem.
Thank you for coming through, bro. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Cool. Love.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.